Blog Talk Radio.
And now it's time for the Saturday Spotlight with your host, Jeffrey Rochelle.
Well, good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. Good evening. It is February 13th, 2021. And welcome to another episode of the Saturday Spotlight with your boy, the one, the only. That's E-R-Y, not R-E-Y, R-O-S-H-E-L-L, Jeffrey Rochelle. And again, after a two-week break, welcome back to the Saturday Spotlight. Tonight, we talk to author Drea Delgado. But before we talk to Drea, we are going to discuss Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Everybody knows Valentine's Day is tomorrow. Some people are happy about this date, and some people are dreading this date. But all in all, here it is, another year, and we're going into another Valentine's 2021. And in essence of that, I want to talk about my self-help book that I decided to write. I'm trying to put out tentatively around the summer. I got a lot of things, y'all. Let me just say this. I got a lot of things coming this summer. I got Friday After Dark 2 to put out. Y'all know it's going to rain. Is getting ready to be turned into an audio book. I'm anticipating that to be out before September. And now this self-help book that just clogged my brain, that's not going to be no more than maybe 20, 30 plus pages, but a self-help book, a guide for singles that I tentatively have named Make It Make Sense. And the reason I decided to start this Make It Make Sense book is in the essence of my one general question that I have asked the last 21 years of my adult life. And that is, I don't understand how grown individuals cannot tell the truth. I don't get it for the life of me. I don't understand what it is that you feel like you're losing by not being honest and keeping it real with somebody. And what I mean by that is you meet somebody, you start talking to them, you like them, this and that. You know, you're not going head first too quick, but you like them. You get to talking to them, get to knowing them. It may pursue into dating, and then all of a sudden, the weeks and months and days go by, and then it's like you find out they've been lying, or you find out you've been the second person, and they've already been involved with somebody, and they've been cheating, or they've been cheating on you. You know, it's like I don't understand for the life of me individuals like that that cannot keep it real. And it is people out here that know how to keep it real. I myself can't say for myself that I try to be as honest with people, especially when it comes to dating, as possibly as I can. I let a person know if they're moving too fast. I let a person know if they're really not my type in the beginning, but I try not to play games. And I just cannot baffle and understand for the life of me why people like to play games. Make it make sense. I just don't understand it. So this is where my self-help book has come into place. And I just want this book just to touch somebody that's single, that went through these different scenarios that some of my friends have, you know, given to me to write in this book. Some of these scenarios I went through too. But just to look out for these tips on if a person is playing games with you, excuse me, if they're, you know, if they're not sincere and being for real, you know, make it make sense. And that's exactly what I want to talk about in this book, Make It Make Sense. But like I said, this book is only going to be maybe 20, 30 pages, but it's a self-help book from scenarios that I've went through in the past, scenarios that some of my friends have went through. And this is to help somebody now that may be going through these same scenarios. They don't know where to turn or where to go. Hopefully this can bring some inspiration to you. And you can say to yourself, do I need to get out of this? Or do I need to stay in it? Or do I need to just let it go? But that's one of the issues that I talk about in the book is people that like to play games. And I don't understand it. Why do you like to play games? Why can't you just keep it real with somebody? Are you gaining from this? Are you losing from it? I just will never understand the life of me why people like to play games. So with that being said, make it make sense. I hope this book touches and inspires you when it comes out. And I hope somebody, like I said, somebody that's going through these different scenarios get a game from it. It's Valentine's Day. You know, you're going to see all the different little stuff tomorrow. Valentine's Day is tomorrow, I should say. You're going to see all the little different little memes, the people in pictures with the people that they was in pictures with pajamas. Hopefully, I want to see the same people that was in these pictures with pajamas with the same person. Because if I don't see the same person that was in pajamas with this person for Christmas, I'm going to have something to say. Because Christmas one number, what, 2 months away? And now you in a picture with somebody else for Valentine's Day? Make it make sense. Hello, make it make sense. So I'm looking for this tomorrow so I could just be that person just to type on the comment section, this ain't the same person that you was in a picture with for Christmas. What's going on? Make it make sense. All my book is going to be about make it make sense. So tomorrow, I'm really not looking forward to it. As y'all know, when the last show that we was on, I told y'all that I kind of was talking to somebody. Well, that went down downhill and that's over with. So I'm back as a single guy again. So I'm going to concentrate on me because as my friend Jackie said, when you run into too many or when you run into, you know, that, you know, you run into too many train wrecks, it's time to sit down and concentrate on you. I've been in a relationship in almost 8 years, and I'm ready to get involved with somebody again, but I'm not going to take any bullshit and any game plan in the essence of it. I know I'm a grown man. I know what I bring to the table, and I expect the same from the person I'm pursuing. And if you can't do that, I need to fall back. But one thing that I will not put up with when I'm dealing with somebody is a liar. I can't stand a thief or a liar, and I definitely can't stand a liar. So with that being said, I don't too much talk about my situation, but this person was lying. And I started to put two and two together to make four in the short time that we were talking. And we had a conversation, the last conversation we had, and they used the whole scenario that, well, you know, I just got out of this and I'm this and that, blah, 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 and whoopty bam. But I'm sitting here like, you was not saying this a couple of days ago. You wasn't saying this before. This is not stuff that you were telling me. You wouldn't even tell me this when I came and met you for the first time. So it's like these head games and this game plan, I don't have time for it, especially when we two grown individuals. I'll be 40 this year. I'm not 20 no more. When I was 20, I went through this stuff. And I try to tell people all the time when they're trying to get to know me and talk to me, that potential person, come with your A game because I'm coming with mine. When you're trying to get to know me, come with your A game because I'm coming with mine. And when I say this to say I'm coming in every aspect from it because I'm showing you that I really am interested. And if it don't work out, okay, cool, that's fine. But don't use another excuse for what the real situation or deal is. And I can't stand people, especially grown individuals that are not in their 20s, out of their 30s or in their 30s, still playing these little games. It's like, come on now, when do we grow up? Make it make sense. When do we stop? So, needless to say, even though I thought it was kind of going to go somewhere, it didn't. It went downhill south. So I'm back to concentrating and doing me. So tomorrow, Valentine's Day is just another day. I'm loving on everybody that loves on me. I'm loving on everybody that continues to love on me and that I love on. And that's the love I'm showing. I'm showing everybody love. So Valentine's Day tomorrow is just another day because you don't need a day to show somebody that you love them. You should be able to love on a person 365 days of the year. So it shouldn't just take one day for you to show and prove your love. So I'm loving on everybody tomorrow. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody. And it is what it is. Moving right along. So with this week, I took my second COVID shot. Took my second COVID shot, y'all. Thursday to be exact. And I didn't feel anything. And everybody kept saying that, you know, with the second shot, you're going to feel the after effects and, you know, you're going to feel sick and blah, blah, blah. I didn't feel anything Thursday afternoon, but Friday afternoon, after lunch, I was sitting at my desk, all of a sudden, bam, here comes. Body aches, fatigue, ass is going shut. I'm like, here it go. I said, I thought I was going to maybe be the first person to not experience any effects from the second shot. I'm here to tell y'all that y'all are, if you don't experience both, you're going to experience effects from one, and it's going to definitely be the second one. You're going to feel like your body is tired, you're breaking down, and you need to get in the bed. So I say take a lot of what did it for me was Tylenol. I took Benadryl, Tylenol, and Gatorade, and drink a lot of water because it's going to feel like you're dehydrated too. But it's only like maybe a one day. I've heard some people had 2 days, but it's only been like a one day thing. So, you know, just prepare yourself for it. If you don't get sick from both, you're going to definitely get sick from the second shot, because the second shot is what broke me down yesterday. I was like, oh my God, okay. I need to lay down because this is a little bit much and I'm not feeling that. So needless to say, I'm glad I'm done with taking the COVID shot. I hope that everybody else that's not getting vaccinated, I hope you change your mind. You know, I think everybody should. Everybody has their mixed feelings. Everybody has their mixed reviews. But I think we all at some point should get vaccinated for the virus. So, you know, I know some people, like I said, may not be thinking about doing it, but I think that we all should take the time to get vaccinated for this virus, because I've done it, my mom's done it, some of the other people I've known have done it, and we're done. Second shot's done. But like I said, you are going to experience those effects from not one or two, but at least one. You're going to feel tired, fatigued, want to lay down, and blase whoopty bam from that. So that was that for my week. Also, you guys know that I am a HIV AIDS coordinator in my regular 9-to-5. So I learned that, and I had to laugh, Taylor, that was giving the webinar for work yesterday. She really had me cracking up. So she was like, you know, she was talking, and I don't know if it was an icebreaker for her presentation, but she was like, you know, I ain't had sex in 5 years. And I had to literally go out the room from hollering. And my coworker was sitting in the office with me too, and she was like, Jeff closed the door. I had to go out and holler, because, I mean, it's the way she said it, and it's the way it just, I'm going to tell y'all this. I love my new job. It's kind of moving a little slow because I have to do point-of-care testing with it. Point-of-care testing is HIV-AIDS rapid testing. So we concentrate on patients and new patients as well that want to take the point-of-care testing. But also, we have to get the new patients in point-of-care testing. But we also concentrate on those patients that have already been coming into the clinic for STDs and STIs. And if you're at high risk, we want to, you know, prescribe PrEP and Pepsi for females. So I like my job because I like the fact that I'm learning about infectious disease. I like the fact that I'm learning about so much. And my friends tell me, what, you work for the, you're going to just be a bill of health now that you're doing that. I said, yes, because I want to be healthy. And I feel like y'all should be wanting to take care of y'all health too. We shouldn't always want to raw dog it and do all this and all that. So I tell my friends, if y'all need some rubbers or some lube, I got plenty of them. Come to me. Because you don't want to raw dog it and catch nothing. And my one friend was like, well, you know, you act like you're from the Board of Health now, blah, blah, blah. I'd rather be from the Board of Health than I'm itching and scratching, like itching and scratchy, or I'm about the thing about to fall off. You know, so, you know, I'm sorry. I'm caring about my health a little bit more. But like I said, y'all, I love my job. I love my new job. And the pay is decent, too. I got my first direct deposit for my new position. And I had to sprint twice when I woke up at 4 o'clock that morning and saw my direct deposit. I was like, okay, hopefully I can stay in this for a long time. But like I said, I love my new job. I love the fact that I'm learning about infectious disease. And I love the fact that I'm an HIV AIDS prevention coordinator. I'm taking information I got and giving it out to the community. I just cannot wait to COVID lift, because we really can't get out and do a lot of outreach because of the COVID. But I'm waiting on COVID to lift so we can get out and do a lot of outreach and things like that. So, you know, you may see me in the Chicagoland area. You may, like, that's the guy that's on the radio, well, live blog talk radio, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's me, Jeffrey Rochelle. And I also work here as the HIV AIDS coordinator. So that's that with that. And then also, something else I have to share with y'all, too, for the week coming up. I forgot what it was, but, yeah. Like I said, with tomorrow, you know, we got here, you know, those people that, you know, are booed up and all that. We got the ones that are single, like us. Single people, you know, ain't nobody told you that they love you, I'm telling you. But today, save it for tomorrow. Jeff, love. Love yourself. And, you know, and when it's time for you to meet that right person, you will. But don't rush any of it. Don't make, you know what I'm saying, don't lower your self-esteem to standards just to be with somebody. Because anybody can have anybody. But it's the fact that this person treating you right, giving you what you need, and being there for you like you need them to be. That's all I'm saying. You can be with anybody we want, but I didn't give you those attributes. So, all right. So, as always, 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 this show is sponsored by Beggars Pizza in Gary, Indiana. They're located at 4345 South Broadway in Gary, Indiana. They're open tonight till 10 p.m., Sunday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Call your order in 219-951-0695. You'll pick up your order online or get it delivered through DoorDash by visiting gary.beggarspizza.com. Again, that's the new Beggars Pizza located in Gary, Indiana at 4345 South Broadway in Gary. They're open till 10 p.m. tonight, and you can call that order in 219-951-0695. And raise the bar. Punch Jennifer Coles Markham for your new mayor. Raise the Bar is located at 3350 West 159th Street in Markham, Illinois. Their new hours right now, to further notice, are Wednesday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 7 p.m., Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. They're closed Sundays and Tuesdays. Due to COVID right now, they only have a one-person pickup and curbside delivery. Their number is 708-566-4088. Pick up your order on or order online by doing it through Grubhub or Uber Eats. They have daily specials. You can call ahead to see what it is that they are making for that day. Their sweet variety and sweet shop is open every day, and they offer catering and event menus. And they make their own custom cakes and cookies. That's Raise the Bar, located at 3350 West 159th Street in Markham, Illinois. And their phone number is 708-566-4088. And Mickey's on Stony, located at 8126 South Stony Island Avenue in Chicago, Illinois. Home of the famous jerk fries and salmon burger and the Mickey Classic Burger. You can call in or get delivery. That number is 773-902-2800. They're open till midnight tonight. Again, that's Mickey's on Stony. Their number is 773-902-2800, and they're open till midnight tonight. And Pop Culture Popcorn, home of the 50-plus flavors of popcorn. So they don't just have cheese and caramel and butter. They have jerk-flavored popcorn, bubblegum-flavored popcorn, Hawaiian popcorn, fiesta-style popcorn. They're located at 509 East 153rd Street in Phoenix, Illinois, and their hours of operation are Saturday, Sunday, Wednesday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 5 p.m., and they're closed on Mondays and Tuesdays. Their phone number is 708-825-9105. Again, that's Pop Culture Popcorn, home of the 50-plus flavors of popcorn, and their number again is 708-825-9105. And also, the book of the month, we're still reading Midnight by Sister Soldier. If y'all finished it, fine, cool. If y'all have not, like me, keep reading. We're going to read it till we finish it because it's a very long book, but it's a very interesting book. Some people said it was long and boring. It's interesting. It's just drawn out. So we're still reading Midnight by Sister Soldier. And then my book, All Marvin's Children, should be dropping tentatively at the end of the month, if not pushed into the beginning of March. So I'm just waiting on my editor to get her part done so I can start looking at proof copies and get the book out, because this book has been highly anticipated, and I'm ready to release this book and get it over with. All right. So now, without further ado, and I see her in the queue. I see her in the queue, Miss Drea Delgado. Saturday Spotlight, let's give a warm welcome to Miss Drea Delgado. Drea, good evening. How are you?
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great, ma'am. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm trying to handle this weather, but I'm doing good.
Okay, you're a little bit under the weather?
No, I went outside and shoveled the snow, so it's like the air is like really thin, so it's like I don't get along with cold all that well.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it's cold out there, Dre. It's going to be cold. It's going to be real cold tomorrow, sister.
I know. That's why I'm staying in the house.
Yes, yes, yes. Okay, okay. Well, welcome to the Saturday Spotlight.
Thanks for having me.
No problem, no problem. So as we begin, tell us who Drea Delgado is, how many books you got, and what inspired you to write.
Well, I'll start with what inspired me to write. I've always been a reader. From the time I was like 10, 11 years old, I would sneak my mother's Donald Goins books and read, because that was like, that would take you to a whole other world that you didn't know anything about. So I'm like, well, oh, no, writing a book can't be that hard. And I actually started writing my first book at the age of like 14. And a friend of mine, a former friend of mine, we would like trade the book back and forth. She would add a chapter, I would add a chapter. It wasn't until a very dark point in my life where I started to take, you know, you kind of take stock of your interests and you're like, okay, when I'm able to, I'm going to start doing things that I was putting off hold. So once I got out of that situation, I just like immediately, like that next day, how can I become a published author? And I started reaching out to people and I started writing my first book right then and there. Currently to date, I may have around 40 something books. I'm not sure. I kind of stopped counting after a while because I used to put them out like once a week, but I don't do that no more. So I may be like two or three a year now. Who I am, I'm very, well, you probably know, I'm very direct. Like, I don't sugarcoat anything for anybody. I have a big heart. I'm the easiest person to get along with. You know, I'm always giving more than I get back. And just a cool person to hang out with.
To these books. You got 40 books, Drea.
Yeah, I've been writing since 2012.
Oh, my God. So
yeah, I've been
like,
in it for a while.
Yeah, you have. So it's like, how did you manage with, you know, your family life and working? How did you manage to do 40 books?
Like I said, when I first started writing, I would always wait until my two kids would go to school. My daughter was living with her father most of the time, so we would like switch off back and forth. So whenever I had free time, you know,
okay,
I would sit there and write. I'm a fast typer, so I can get a book done. If I sit there and focus and know what I want to write about, I can get a book done in a week. I just haven't had that focus lately. So, yeah, and as I started getting into it and started writing more and the kids started to reap the benefits, they see that laptop out, and they're like, oh, mama's writing, let's not bother her. And my family knows when that door is closed, do not bother me.
Okay.
They know I'm writing, and yeah, they've made the mistake of interrupting me a few times, and I had to let them know. I'm like, hey, this is how you're able to do what you want to do when you want to do it. Mama's in here writing, so when you see this door closed, just don't bother me. I'll be out unless it's an emergency. Text me, and I'll come out. But they've been pretty respectful of my time writing.
Okay, and I like that you have that time away from time, they have that door closed and able to do what you need to do. Because like you said, it's really hard to stay focused and write a book. And I've encountered that. I've encountered that myself. So I know what you mean by that. I definitely do.
Yeah.
But the 40 books, oh my God, congrats. I knew you had a lot of books, but I didn't know you had 40. So, okay. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that is really awesome.
Yeah, because when I first started, and like it took me a good 6-7 months before anybody recognized who I was. And that book that I put out, Loyalty and Respect, the first one, that was going to be my last book. I said, if this does not work, I am done. I'm going to get me a 9-to-5 job, and I'm not picking up the pen again. And I sat there because I read a lot. So I'm sitting up here looking at, okay, this book is selling good. This book is selling good. What do they have that I don't have? So I said, I got to dig deep and go grimy a little bit. You know, I got to write about the drug dealer and the damsel in distress. And I put this cute guy on the cover. And this thing I know, I had people in my inbox and calling me through Facebook and sending me emails and friend requests. And it just took off like, I'm still kind of like I don't believe it. I kind of do, but I don't. So, yeah, it's
okay.
Just took off, and they're like, okay, where's the next one? So I write them. Okay, where's the next one? So it's like they literally were on me to write and drop a new book every single week. So I just said, you know what, you got to ride this wave. And that's what I did.
Awesome, 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 awesome. And, yeah. and like you said, once you being focused and having that passion for it, you definitely can get it done. Definitely can get it done.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So you talk about, you said your books are kind of what you call it, kind of grimy a little bit.
They were. Initially, the character Nico, people tell you, oh, he's a dog. They will tell you about some of the stuff that he's done. So I had to make the women both hate him and love him. In their eyes, a lot of my readers' eyes, Nico can do no wrong. So I had to make him the cheater, the abuser. He was a kingpin, so he did what he wanted when he wanted to do it. He would shoot people in broad daylight. He would, Nico does what he wants to do, but he's grown older, so I've kind of matured him. And he's now like a family man, but he will slip back into that mood if you push him.
Okay. And is this from your first book?
Yes. Well, no, not the first. The first book that I ever put out in my career was a book called Groupie Chronicles, which I'm currently in the process of revising because I reached out to some of my favorite authors, like, okay, how do I get this done? What do I need to do? And they're like, well, we don't know who you are, so we're not going to talk with you. So I put that book out myself, and I'm rereading it now. And I'm, like, seeing so many mistakes. And so I'm going through that book now. But Loyalty and Respect was actually the second book that I've ever put out.
Okay. Okay. And is all your books about, like, drug kingpins? Or I know you say you kind of got away from it. What is that, like, your genre that you write in? Or are you versatile?
Versatile, because that series right there, that's the only one where I speak on that. I normally do interracial romance. I have an interracial romance series that I'm getting ready to drop the next book on. I have African American romance. So it's kind of like a mix. Like, I'll dip into it every now and then just to see if I still got it. I'm working on one now that I kind of have it like under wraps. I'm kind of consulting with somebody about some things and just to get back out there. So it's going to be it's really going to be like a urban lit book. But mostly I'm like kind of like African American romance. Like, I'll dip into it all has an urban theme. Everything I've ever written
okay.
has an urban theme.
Okay. 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 Now, this book that I see that you gave me to put on your flyer, you know I was going there, Drea. You know I was going there.
Yeah.
I want to read this one. Your pastor, my home. Let's talk about
right.
that.
Yes.
Let's talk about it. So let's talk about your past
okay.
and my home. Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Tell us about that book.
Well, about 2.5-3 years ago, I got involved with a guy who is a pastor. So he says, and he kind of does, but he's not what he made himself out to be, and he's probably listening, and I really don't give a you know what. But he's from Indianapolis. I'm not going to say the name of the church, but I was involved with him. And, you know, he put himself out there, oh, I'm this holy person, I'm this, I'm that. But some of the conversations that we had that I wish I could have recorded, he's not the person that his community believes him to be. So they see one side of him, I've seen another side of him. So,
okay.
like, some text messages and stuff that I can put out there. And you're talking about the next church scandal. Yeah, if I ever feel petty, it's that worthy.
Okay.
I said,
and I
well,
tell.
Uh-huh.
And what I was going to say, not to cut you off, Dre, is I tell people all the time, don't piss us off when we write books. Don't piss us off.
Right. because you will end up as a character. I tell people all the time. I'm like, do you know what I do for a living? I'm like, I will have you on the corner doing, you know what, for a bag of Cheetos. Come on, like I can.
Okay.
And a lot of my characters that are really dogged out are based off people who have taken me to that point. Like I'm a real cool person, and I'll let you know when you're starting to go there. I'm like, hey, you might want to stop. Because
okay.
I'm a writer. Like, I can't physically put hands on you, but in this book, I can annihilate you. Like, come on, let's not go there. But back to the book, you know, he literally wasted. And I take accountability because I've seen signs and warning signs and that I could have said, hey, you know what, this ain't for me. But thinking, he's a pastor. He's not like everybody else. And he would tell me, I'm not like everybody else. I'm not like everybody else. I'm like, okay. So it's like wanting to believe that. And so this mm-hmm. man literally wasted 2 years of my life. And it was about
wow.
a year ago today. It would take a few weeks where I just confronted him. I'm like, hey, you need to tell me something. He tells me, I never intended on dating you. And I'm like, what? He goes, I never intended on dating. I'm like, well, so what do you mean? And he's basically like, when we first started talking, he had no intentions on carrying on with me. But he's playing the role. So I'm like, well, why didn't you tell me back then? I don't know. And I'm like, how hard was it to say that you never had an... So we were talking about marriage. We were talking about me
oh,
relocating
wow.
to Indianapolis. So, no, he's telling me, okay, when you come out here because of my standing in the church, you can't talk the way you talk. You can't act the way you act. So I kind of started changing the way that I was, and I wasn't the person that everybody knows Drea is.
Mm-hmm.
I became this whole different person to fit his narrative. And this man never had any intentions on being serious. So when I found that, I'm like, okay, here's a book. So I've been writing it.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been writing it. And, no, I kind of said, I'm not going to dog him out. But then I'm like, you know what, this is the way that I relieve myself. So it's either I'm going to physically go to you face to face while you're in church and let it out, because I am that person, or I'm going to verbally, like I'll type it on Facebook and tag you so everybody in your congregation can see, or I'm going to write about it. So I said, well, I'm trying to change how I am, so let me write about it.
Okay.
Because, you know, it is what it is. I'm going back, putting his name out there. I'm not changing the church. None of that. They need to know who this person is.
Okay.
His soon-to-be ex-wife. And yes, I said soon-to-be ex-wife because he was married. Needs to know, hey, your husband, your still legally husband, ain't right. So you want to get his behind? Here's some text messages and all that. And a lot of people may say, but oh, she's bitter, she's petty. I've moved on. I'm very happy
right.
in my current relationship. So this is just my ultimate middle finger. I'm trying not to curse, but you know.
And I wouldn't call it people kill me with that all the time, Dre, and I tell people all the time. And so you've been in somebody's shoes and been what they've been through with somebody else. You can't tell somebody how to get over something that they've been that's happened to them. Like that's something
right.
that I have too. Like if I've been done wrong by somebody I pursued or whatever, and I'm trying to get over it. Let me get over it the way I need to get over it. And it's not about and I can't stand people do that. Well, you being bitter, you being petty. No, this person hurt me. You know, this person
right.
fed me bullshit. This person, you know, 2 years with you. You know what I'm saying? It's like,
yeah.
come on now. And that's why I decided to write this
daughter.
Self-help
this
book.
Is my thing. he's talked mm-hmm. to my daughter, and he, like, because my daughter would be there, and she'll walk in, oh, you're talking to Emmett. Yes, that's his name, Emmett, Indianapolis. Somebody do the math. And I'm like, yeah. So, you know, she would come and sit, and then, you know, he'll say something, and I'll pass it to her. And he's like, well, oh, when I come, this dude is in Indianapolis. It's like, what, two and a half hours away, and you mean to tell me you couldn't make the trip?
Okay.
From Indianapolis, or when I offer to come there, you're panicking. So what's really going on? But he's like, oh, I'm going to come there, and we're all going to go out. So he's like telling, like, I get him on speakerphone, and he's saying this to my daughter. And I'm like, okay, what was your plan, really? Like, what's really going on?
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, it like I said, it's just disheartening. And that's why I wanted to write the self-help book that I'm doing now for somebody that's going through mm-hmm. these similar situations that me and you have been through, to help them out so that,
right.
you know what I'm saying, they can know what to look out for, you know, when dealing with people like
right.
that. Because people play a lot of games. People play a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand for grown individuals and pastors at that too to be playing games
right.
with somebody. Come on now. It's just it's
right,
disheartening, but...
Mm-hmm. Because I tell him all the time, I'm like, you're lucky I'm not the person I was 2-3 years ago, because I will
okay.
wait till Sunday morning. I will wait till Sunday morning, and I will walk up in that church, and you know how they do the new visitor or visitor thing?
Uh-huh.
I stand up, I'm like, hey, that dude right there sitting on the end, yeah. Y'all want to see some text? Y'all want to see some text messages? Like, I
okay.
will be... That was me, and I told him, I'm like, you are lucky that I'm not the person that I was. Like, she's still
okay.
in me, and I
right.
got to kind of pull myself back. But
mm-hmm.
my guy now, he's like, you ain't even got to do all that because, you know, the timing worked out for us. And
right.
it did. So I
right.
thank dude for being the jerk that he was, because that
right.
allowed me to sit back, get myself together, prepare myself for this guy who makes the trip
yes.
5.5 hours to come see me. When this dude couldn't do
oh, wow.
2 hours. Yeah, so.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
And I've,
yeah.
I've seen your posts and stuff, and you seem pretty happy, and I'm happy for you with the new guy.
Thank you.
I'm
yeah,
proud of
I
you.
Am. He's excited about this interview, and he wants to listen in. He's probably listening in, but, yeah, he's
oh,
a
cool.
good guy for me.
Okay, cool, cool. Yeah, I'm definitely happy because I've seen your posts, and I'm like, I'm so happy for her. You know, you deserve it. We all deserve it, but you definitely deserve it.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'm happy for you, and like you
mm-hmm.
happy, and you know, I'm looking forward to seeing it go further, and I know you are too. So.
yeah, yeah. I'm like, cause I get this box, and he's like sitting on my bed now. He's like, you really gonna like what's in this box? So I'm thinking, is this what I think it is? And you know, I'll find out tomorrow.
Okay.
I'll find out tomorrow.
I'm definitely looking for that post. I'm gonna be looking for that post.
I know.
Okay.
Yeah, but the book is the book Your Past and My Whole is basically speaking on that situation and letting people know just because they have the title of pastor doesn't mean they live that life. And it's crazy because
right.
he's even said that. Yeah, like there's so many false prophets out here that's doing this and that, and I'm sitting there thinking to myself, well, you kind of just like them. You're still legally
okay.
married. You're telling female members of your congregation or whatever, they get a nice body. You want to take them out to lunch, take them out to dinner, see where it goes. You're a pastor. Conduct yourself as a pastor. Don't be saying that and then telling me, well, oh, there's some ungodly men of this world. You're speaking of yourself. So this book is going to let people know, don't, I'm not saying all pastors are like that, because there are some good ones. There are some good ones, but look at the person, not the title.
Right, because men will fail you. They definitely will fail you all day long.
Mm-hmm.
It's
sure
nice. Will. The book out already?
I'm not.
No,
it will be
okay.
out March 1st. I'm putting out March 1st because I'm going to get this other book that's on my profile page. Everybody's asking for that one, so I got to give the people what they want.
Okay. Okay. Cool, cool, cool. All right. So I ask everybody this question that comes on the show. I'm pretty sure you have people come to you and say, Dre, I want to write a book. What three tips or advice do you give a person that comes and says, Dre, I want to write a book? What advice can you give me on, you know, getting this book out and done?
I would say research. Research everything. If it's set in Chicago, you should make that person feel as if they're in Chicago. Don't say you are walking down the beach in the middle of Chicago, because everybody knows there's no beach in the middle of Chicago. You kind of have to do your research. Don't be scared to reach out to other authors. Let them, like, establish authors and let them know, hey, this is what I'm trying to do. Can you read this? Because I've had that happen before. And I gave that girl, I'm like, you know what, I never read anybody else's book while I'm writing, so I had to stop writing and read her book, and I loved it. And I asked her, where's part two? Don't be scared to network. There's a right and a wrong way to network. Don't just drop your link in somebody's book, I mean, inbox. Introduce yourself. Say, this is what I'm trying to do. Can you read this? I would say, I'm not going to say don't sign to a publisher. Research that publisher. Research, because you know what happened in the industry about a year or two ago. Just research the publisher. Look at the authors. Do they still have to go work? If they're promising you they can get you $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, okay. Look at the authors. Do they still have to get up and do a 9-to-5? Do they still have to go work at Popeyes, Checkers, whatever? Are they struggling paycheck to paycheck while the publisher is living like a king? Do your research. Don't be scared to ask questions. Put their name out there saying, do y'all know about this publisher? Look at the good and the bad. Weigh your pros and cons. Look at the contract. If the publisher's getting more than you, why are you signing with them? Do the research. Research is important. Because I've seen some of these contracts from some of these companies. Publishers getting 65% for doing what? What are they doing? They're not doing anything that you can't do. Everything that I've gotten has been on my own. And I've paid for my mama house. I've put my kids through school on my writing. I was signed to a few contracts, but I've seen the BS in these contracts, and I'm like, hey, either fix this or I'm walking. And don't tell me I can't walk, because I can't. Because I'm very well versed in reading contracts. So you're not going to get over on me. And things didn't work out. And I walk real quick. I'll walk real quick and dare them to try something with me. I tell them, like, look, I'll be at the Dirksen Federal Building real quick.
Okay.
Research is important. Do your research, please. And hop in my inbox, because I'll answer anything from anybody. And there have been newbies that have come to me asking what I think about certain publishers, and I'll tell them, like, look, you need to research this. Everything you hear about that person ain't good.
Okay. Okay.
But do your research. Research is important.
Okay. All right. Well, any upcoming things for you, Dre? What you got planned for the this year on that? Any upcoming book events?
I'm kind of seeing what's going on, because, you know, I haven't seen anything. And because of COVID, you know, people are kind of like, I haven't seen anything put out there, but I am looking. One thing I did want to do, I wanted to go to the Harlem Book Fair. I've always wanted to do that one. I've wanted to do the Kickback, but I haven't heard anything about that either. So it's kind of like in the holding pattern with book events. If there are some out there, you know, let me know, because I'm looking to get out there to more readers. I'm going to be, because I'm not working outside the house anymore, so I'm going to be focusing on the books, like, a lot. Like, my guy, he's on me every day. Are you writing? No. Get your you know what in there and start writing. I'm like, okay. he don't play at all. So I plan to release at least once or two books a month. Then I'm trying to get back to that, you know, just dropping constantly. And networking, working with it. One thing I am doing is I'm restarting my publishing company that deals with those who are incarcerated.
Okay.
So I have a lot of connections in various states. So I'm connecting with a few authors that are locked up and want to get out there
okay.
and write. And so I'm kind of just gagging them, and I'm just trying to get my name back out there again because I've people thought I quit writing. It's not that I quit. I just had to take a break because this industry can get draining.
Right. There's definitely nothing wrong with that break. Definitely nothing wrong with
yeah.
it.
Yeah. Yeah, because I was getting draining.
I believe you, yeah. Especially with you completing those 40-something plus books and being a mom and everything. Yes.
Yeah.
Like I said, my heart
yeah,
goes
hard.
Out to you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I know I could just believe it. But you accomplished that, and that is a very big accomplishment on your part. So I'm actually proud of you, and look up to
Thank
you because
you.
Of that too. You know, as your little
Thank
author
you.
Brother. So no problem. Definitely. All right. So Drea, where can the people reach you at on social media?
I am on Facebook, author Drea Delgado. I have a fan page. My Facebook profile is Drea Delgado. They can send me a friend request. I'm on Instagram. I need to be a little bit more active on Instagram. And author Drea Delgado. I can't get on Twitter because I kind of say some things. but I'm trying to get that back. yeah, so mainly Facebook. I'm always on Facebook. And I'm gonna.
Okay.
I'm on TikTok, but that's like under my real name, and I don't really do author stuff over there. But mostly Facebook.
Okay. And I haven't mastered TikTok yet. It's something that I need to learn how to do, but I don't know. I don't have no desire to do it.
No, it's like by the time I memorize some of these dances, it's like okay, my daughter's like, well, nobody's doing that anymore. I'm like, well, I still want to do it. But
right.
Yeah, what's the point? I'm like, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. So you said my Past and Your Hoe will definitely be out
yeah.
next March. I mean, well, this March, I'm sorry. March coming up. It's March next
March.
March
1st.
Okay. And what are you working on right now in front of that?
I am working on a book called I'm Not Him, which is like a romance, kind of like African-American. Well, no, it's an interracial romance. The female character is black. The male character is Puerto Rican, and you know she's been through a lot of the stuff that I've been through with men, so she's not trusting this new guy that's in her life, and she's thinking he's like everybody else, but he's trying to prove to her that that's not me, and he's really living up to that.
Okay.
So that will be out this coming week.
Okay, cool. And is it going to be available for both paperback and ebook, or just for one?
Both, because I actually have an order of about, it's at 22 paperback books right now for the book, and this is just based off the cover alone.
Okay.
What
cool.
the book is about, so they are wanting, so it's going to be in both paperback and ebook.
Okay, cool. And I don't know if you've heard, but Amazon is getting ready to give us the opportunity to have hardback books. Did you hear about that?
No, I did not hear about
yes.
that. I got to look into
okay.
that.
Yes, because I've heard from a couple of authors, Drea, that I'm friends
okay.
with on Facebook. They were saying that, and I kind of looked at an article, but it didn't really touch
mm-hmm.
too much up on it. But they're supposed to be offering us the ability to have our books in hardback format now as well pretty soon.
Okay.
So I'm kind of hoping that does happen, you know.
Yeah.
Because I know some people would like the hardback cover of books, too.
Yeah, but I get
yeah. Are you a person?
Just...
Okay, so do you care for a paperback or a hardback, or it don't matter to you?
I would prefer a hardback because sometimes, like, I'll stack books up somewhere and I'll forget. And, you know, in this move that I just recently did, I had a bunch of paperback books. And I guess I had some kind of oil or something in the same container. So now the oil spilled and it's like the books are ruined. Like,
oh.
It kind of seeped through the cover, yes. So I'm just like, okay, well, yeah, I prefer hardback.
Okay. I'm kind of looking forward to see my books in hardback, too. Yeah. All right. All right, Drea. Well, drop your handle again. Where can they meet you at on Facebook? What's your handle?
My Facebook fan page is Arthur Drea Delgado, or you can send me a friend request at DreaDelgado.com. Well, Drea Delgado, my book cover is like right there, and you can kind of tell it's me.
Okay.
Not some other Drea Delgado.
Okay. All right. Well, any final words, ma'am, for the completion of us talking tonight?
I just want to thank you because I was kind of nervous and I kind of forgot that I had this coming up, but a lot of people reminded me. So I just want to thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak to a new audience. And I look forward to working with you in the future.
Yes, ma'am. And I always get that, and I tell everybody, don't be nervous.
I know. I was like, oh my God, he's going to go in. I was like, he's going to go in.
I try to tell everybody, well, I should have actually told you before the interview, it's going to be like we're on the phone and it's just me and you just talking. So I should have kind of told you in the inbox. But yeah, don't be nervous. But yeah, you did good tonight, Ann. Definitely
Thank
looking
you.
Forward to having you on here again. And definitely looking forward to check out that my pastor, my host. Yes.
Yeah, that's coming out. I'm going to make sure I tag you.
Yes, please.
Sure
I definitely want to read that. I'm going to make that one of the books of the month. Yes.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
All right, Drea. Well, you have a good night. Happy Valentine's Day to you and the mister. And I'll talk with you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem. Have a good night.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye. So there you guys have it. Author Drea Delgado stopped by tonight. You can reach her at Drea Delgado on Facebook. That's DreaDelgado. Drea Delgado. She is on my Facebook friends list if you can't find her. But other than that, she is Drea Delgado, Delgado. I have to spell it out. I'm getting old, y'all. I'm getting old. I have to spell it out in my head and look at it. Oh, yes. Well, it's been another successful Saturday Spotlight night. Oh, shout out. Shout out to the people that normally listen. Mama Audrey Smiles. I love you, Mama Audrey. I just have to give you a shout out. I know you're just my pudding, Jeffrey, my tutu. Yes, Mama Audrey, I love you and Crystal. Oh my God. It's been so many years that I've been knowing Crystal. I've been knowing Crystal since 95. Wow. We still friends to this day. So, Mama Aja, I'm shouting you out tonight. Love you, love Crystal. Jordan, I see you too. Shouting y'all out tonight. Honey Thomas, Jancia, my friend Jancia, who listens sometimes. Ashante Keys listens sometimes. Who else listens sometimes? Tracy, that I used to work with. Deanna, who I work with, she listens sometimes. I don't know if anybody else in the job listens. Charge it to my head and not my heart, but those are the people that I know that normally listen. So I thank you guys for supporting my platform and listening to me every Saturday night. I appreciate it. When I bring these authors on, it is to give these authors a chance to showcase their talent and their work to you guys. But it's also a chance for you guys to have something new to read if you're a good reader. So that is the reason why I bring these different authors on every Saturday night or when I have a show, you know, on Saturday nights, because it gives you guys the opportunity to see who these authors are. Because there's so many of us. So I try to bring on as many as I can, how I can on Saturdays to showcase their talent and their work to you guys. So thank you all again for listening to me. As I stated at the beginning of the show, tomorrow's Valentine's Day. If you're single, love on those who love on you. Love on those people that have, you know, that have that different love for you. And if you've been hurt, if you recently been hurt, if you've been hurt and you're trying to let the hurt go, you know, try to think about other things. Try to think about those that love when you get yourself together. Life is really, really short, y'all. And, you know, with this COVID been going on the last almost 2 years, year and a half, it's showing us that life is short. And I, like I said, you can't tell a person how to get over hurt. You can't tell a person how to get over pain. But what I can say is check out this book I'm writing, and I hope it inspires somebody that's been hurt, somebody that can't, you know, let that hurt go, to let it go and move on. Because eventually you will find that one person that's right for you. It's so many, it's 1,000 people in this world. And just like you met that person that hurt you, you will find and meet somebody that will treat you right and treat you like how you need to be treated. So to that, please, please check out Make It Make Sense when I drop that. All Marvin's Children, I'm waiting on my editor, but it is due to be dropping within the next couple of weeks, hopefully before March, but I doubt it. Probably push it to March. They got to get the lots of proofs out and things of that nature. So I'm looking to drop that in a couple of weeks. But you guys have an amazing and an awesome Valentine's Day. I love you all. Don't nobody else love you. And I hope you guys have a good rest of the weekend and a good rest of the week coming up. And with that being said, we won't be here next week, but the 27th, February 27th, Miss Author T, Miss Author T, who holds the literary affair that I went to 2 years ago, she will be in the building on February 27th. That's the week after next. We won't have a show next Saturday, but the following Saturday, Miss Author T, Teresa Brown, and my girl Teresa from South Carolina. And I got to tell y'all, when I went to South Carolina, I turned it out at the literary affair. And I know that's why I got to get ready to get to traveling when it's COVID lift or whatever. Because I'm still not going out yet, y'all. I got to be reassured when I to know that. You know, even though I didn't have these shots, these COVID shots. And that's why I had my second COVID shot, y'all. And I got sick yesterday. But I'm having my COVID shots. But, you know, I still need to be reassured. So I'm ready to get back out, like Drea said, and do these book fairs and these other things. You know, time is money, and I'm ready to get back out there and showcase my time, take pictures, kiss babies, bring my name out there, bring my brand and my name out there, because I got y'all, but I need the people to really know who I am and they like to read my work. So Miss Author T, Teresa Brown, it stops by next, the week after next, the 27th, on the Saturday Spotlight. It won't be no show next week. So you guys, again, have a good week. Have a happy rest of happy Valentine's Day tomorrow. Happy rest of your weekend. And as I always say, the only thing that you do for Christ is the one thing that should matter and last. And I will see y'all on the 27th on the Saturday Spotlight. Good night.
Thanks again for tuning in to the Saturday Spotlight with your host, Jeffrey Rochelle.